Hey guys, in today's episode of the Trading Coach Podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about picking stocks and projecting the future. You guys may not notice, but I actually got started in the stock market way back in 2007. Now, I wasn't a super investor or anything like that, but I had some pretty good success using a common sense approach, and I want to share those ideas with you today. Now, we go over to the shinier metal. I was looking at Activision stock this morning. They just got bought up by Microsoft. Microsoft, very sneaky in this meta war, right? That's what we're going to see over the next year, couple of years, guys. The meta war. I don't know what they're actually going to call it. I'm going to call it the meta war, where the metaverse is this popular thing, and everyone's going to go and start buying real estate for this, for the metaverse, right? Can you see that happening? Everyone's going to buy up real estate. Bigger fish are going to eat smaller fish, and by eat smaller fish, I mean acquire smaller fish in order to have the ability to, the infrastructure, I guess you can say, to compete in this new virtual land that is coming. So if you're an investor, start looking for those little fish. Start looking for what companies do the things that are going to be valuable in the metaverse. And which ones have the potential of being acquired for top dollar. It's like having, we'll do this in our real estate business. It's like having a rundown property on a very valuable piece of land, right? So I'm not sure how many of you in the U.S., right? There's a school named Temple University in Philadelphia, right? It's a really bad neighborhood, really good school. This is how most of the colleges are in Philly, where you get you have these colleges and they're dead smack in the middle of like the ghetto, right? So what Temple University did as they got money and they want to, you know, they want to safen up their environment because college kids are getting like mugged and stuff. If you take a left instead of a right off of campus, you might get mugged, shot, and who knows what happens because you're in the middle of the hood, right? So they started buying up land. So there are these houses that are probably worth back then like $20,000, like busted old unkept houses that are just like just bad, right? You know what Temple University started doing? When they wanted to expand they want to be known as an international college. They bring a lot of international people. They have really good programs. You know what they started doing? They literally started going house to house with checks saying, here's 50K, here's 70K, can you be out by tonight? Just overpaying. Horrible houses, but they had no intentions of keeping those houses. But the land was valuable to them. And we're going to see the same thing with this metaverse, right? It's going to be a gold rush, probably, from different companies trying to everyone get their footprint in. And why go through the long process of developing your own infrastructure if there are people or companies out there that already have the infrastructure in place that you can just acquire, right? Why do it yourself if you can just acquire it, right? It's like entrepreneurship 101, right? Partner with someone that's already doing what you want to do, and it makes your life that much easier. So that's going to be fun. I don't know much about the metaverse as far as like the timeline of when the bigger picture is for it, but I think it's going to be interesting to look at the lay of the land over the next couple of years and just see what smaller fish become very attractive to these bigger fish. And I thought Microsoft was very sneaky because Microsoft kind of floats under the radar. Microsoft is very good at what they do, and they've been that way for a while. Microsoft was a stock I had back a long time ago, back in the 20s. Not the 1920s, I'm not that old, but when it was $23. And they are just slow, steady, and methodical. They rarely make big splashes. They made a big splash the other day. They rarely make big splashes, but they just go about their business and do the right thing, and it is top value, like, it's a very, very safe company to bet on. And they did it again. Bobby says, yeah, haven't looked into it much yet. Sounds interesting though. Yeah, I would just keep your, I mean, again, my tactic when I was, I didn't have a lot to invest when I first started. So I had to look for value stocks. I did try penny stocks when I got, you know, greedy and I lost a lot of money because I had no idea what those stocks were. But again, I would always look for the company that's related to the company. So it's like I did purchase Apple again a while, way back, but because it was something I knew. And as I knew about it, I started looking for, okay, well, Apple, I like what Apple's doing. I understand what they're doing. I like their big picture plan. Okay. So if Apple is the elephant, or let's say the shark, who are the small fish that are going to attach themselves to the shark's teeth, right? Because, right, isn't that how it works? Sharks, they have like little fish on their teeth that clean them, or alligators. I don't know. You get what I'm saying. Who's going to go along for the ride? So you start looking into like the companies that make the parts, like who makes the screen for the iPhone? Who makes the computer chip for the iPhone, right? Stuff like that, because as Apple goes, who else is going to go? They're going to go as well. So instead of paying $100 back then for Apple, or $150, whatever it was when it got up to it, right? You can find these small companies for the teens, you know, 17, 12, 20 something. And as Apple moves, every time Apple gets positive news, right, as they boom, they swim right along with them. So I would do the same thing in this environment. Identify your big players. Predict the direction that these big players are going to move in. And then try to find the next level. So if your big players are this big circle right here, who are the little fish that these big players are going to attach themselves to help them move forward? Because as they move forward, they're going to drag these guys along with them. Yep. Now, the hard part is identifying those small players. That's where you got to do your research, right? That's the hard part, right? In theory, all you guys are like, this sounds awesome. Now you got to find these big players. You got to find these small players, but you can do, you don't under read. Let's just put it like that. It's amazing what you can learn when you just consistently read. Just read articles. Read articles, and there will be mentions. And then when you find those mentions, you read articles about those mentions. And you'll kind of start to put two and two together. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. As always, if you're interested in more trading education and specifically learning from us here at Tier 1 Trading, head over to the website www.tier1trading.com. We've got some free workshops, we've got some trial memberships, we've got courses and full-blown educational programs, all of that fun stuff. Check it out, www.tier1trading.com.